TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well. This week we go back to old school TanCast where we talk about a whole mishmash of stuff that doesn't really mean anything. And then I talk about my high school reunion and Noah talks about some movies we've seen. We talk about Colbert. But basically it's a mishmash. And when you hear this sound,
this is idiotic.
Risk is our business.
That means we put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
This is why I always do it, because you guys don't. Welcome to TanCast, everybody.
It seems like it's your job. Like, naturally.
Yeah, now it's
Tim,
your job.
Tim,
now you've done it.
And yes.
Tim, you've done it, and now you're stuck with it forever.
Yes. It used to be like it rotated. This, whoever wanted to say it, said it.
Welcome to TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast. Let's
well,
do it around.
We've all said it.
You start, Tim.
Welcome to TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Oh, you're too late. It's supposed to be around, Andy. You fucked it up.
Oh. Sorry.
Welcome to TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
I'm German.
Do it again.
Welcome to TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
So stupid.
Who are you?
I'm Tim, the T in this ridiculous shit show we call TanCast.
I'm Andy. I don't think I'm as charming as I think I am.
I'm Noah. I can be charming at times. The
Is that an Independence Day reference?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just truth.
And he's got truth. Truth.
Welcome to TanCast, all the truth you can handle.
He dropped a truth bomb.
All up in your face. Ow, it hurts.
Ow.
Cover your eyes. Oh, yeah.
Got some truth in your hair. Good. All up on your neck.
Face, neck, and chest.
My neck. My back. My
Your pussy and your crack.
Come on, this is a family show.
Aw, fuck.
All them fucking families are listening.
Yeah,
man.
I know.
You lick your mother's vagina with that mouth, Andy.
Wow.
Okay.
I think you and I have different definition of what a family show should entail.
Yeah. The Aristocrats.
If you can't keep in the pants, keep in the family. Tim?
I mean, are we counting second cousins? Oh, sorry, nothing.
Never mind.
Yes. I mean, no.
What's the right answer?
I don't know. I don't believe in God, so my sense of morality is all askew.
Akimbo. Oh, that's another word I like. Herbaceous and akimbo. Those are good words.
Whoa. What's the other one besides akimbo?
Herbaceous.
Herbaceous.
What's that now?
Describes a plant as being herb-like.
Oh. How often do you get to throw that one around?
Not much, but I like it.
Yeah.
It's not all like right. Words I get to use in everyday conversation. It's just words I like the sound of.
Gotcha.
Noah likes it when he's walking by people busking on the street and somebody busts out like a real sweet dance move and Noah goes, "Damn, herbaceous!"
Those are herbaceous moves.
We should start saying that.
Your legs went all akimbo.
Ah, the twofer. Well done.
Do we want to talk about our week? Do we want to see some tan laughs? What do we want to do? Our fearless leader, Tim? Oh, by the way, Tim, I listened to your little podcast, the other one you do.
This is idiotic.
Risk is our business.
Oh, my podcast all about Satan?
Not Christmas.
Yes.
Oh, the other one. Got
it. Oh, yeah.
You switched up letters. Santa.
Satan Claus is coming for you.
And that's what made me think of, well, one of the things that made me think of Long Kiss Goodnight. And I was like, oh, that was a good movie. I didn't even remember it was Christmas. I just remember it had some funny lines.
Indeed.
We always assume you take lessons. I took lessons. I love how indignity sounds. I took lessons. Why would you even ask me that?
Is not my training completely obvious to you?
Listen, I didn't spend 4 years in stupid school to be called not stupid, okay? That's a shitty Austin Powers reference, but I forced it in there.
I'm good with it.
And yeah, David Cox's line.
The dog one?
Yeah. Or he goes, I yell, sock him in the jaw, yo, Pop was a weasel.
Well, right here on this page, next to a picture of what I can only assume is a penis.
That's a duck, not a dick.
I love that he goes back and like re-examines it. Like, huh, so it is.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? I hope not, because I think how much my balls hurt. It's not, watching again, it's not like a great movie, but it is a fun movie.
It is. It is an excellently fun movie.
And I remember seeing the theater in Redwood City, back where Evernote is. I don't know if you remember that theater, Tim, next to the little mall with Toys R Us.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I was just I'm like, that was way better than I thought it would be.
Really? I remember seeing it at our theater.
I didn't see it.
Am
with
I crazy?
You, buddy. Maybe you did, but I didn't see it with you.
You son of a bitch!
I saw it with my Quump. Friends.
Whatever. Either way, he's the son of something.
Son of the devil.
Hey,
sorry to keep you waiting. For you, Tim, always a pleasure to wait. Which sounds like a pretty banal bit of conversation, but Samuel Jackson is waiting to be tortured to death.
Oh, and the Adels. So if you're an ass fucking fan, which when I sent you guys last night, I said to somebody else, a female friend, no context. I'm sure she's like, what the fuck? And I was like, that's a movie quote. I know it probably sounds like a movie quote like that, but trust me, it is.
Wait. Now, are you trying to take our friendship to the next level? Like, the butt level?
Did you send it to somebody else instead of us? Or, like, oh, I'm going to share this with another friend of mine and see how they react.
No, I meant to send it to just you guys, but I just texted her, and her window was still on top, and I was just like, oops. I just went a little too fast.
Oh, that's so much better, because it means that whatever the conversation had been before that, it probably didn't fit.
I
not
was like,
many conversations, like, except if you're an ass-fucking fan, please continue.
She went to a music show, and I asked her how it was, and the second thing was, if you're an ass-fucking fan, I should suggest you mouth off.
Not only that, you spelled mouth wrong. You had to correct it.
I did. There was lots of winning.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I don't know if that movie would have worked as well without Samuel Jackson. Like, I don't know who else would have sold those lines.
No, it's a definitely a part for him.
I think you get Cuba Gooding Jr. in there, it's pretty much just the same.
How would he say those lines? How do you know?
Much more earnestly.
How would he say those lines? I have no idea. I can't do a Cuba Gooding Jr. impression.
With an emotional whisper.
He would say, I'm a forgettable actor.
Oh. Show me the ham sandwich. I don't know.
I've been replaced by Terrence Howard.
And yet he has an Oscar and Samuel Jackson doesn't.
Insanity.
I will say, I think he's a little bit more selective with his roles, or at least used to be. It seemed like it was. Samuel Jackson seems to spread that shit everywhere.
I might have given you that when he got the Oscar,
yeah.
But since then, no.
Yeah.
He did Snow Dogs and the sequel to Daddy Daycare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm sure he did Boat Trip.
Yes.
Which got... That was like about the... They were like, we're gay on this boat, or we're not really gay, but we're on this gay boat.
I think so.
I think the LGBT community did not like that.
No.
And now there's other letters on there, which I can't remember off the top of my head. And I think A for asexual.
Oh.
And
holy shit. I know about Q for either queer or questioning, depending on who you ask.
LGBTSVU.
My sibling was telling me about it.
In the alternative lifestyle systems, there are gays, lesbians, transgenders. This is their story. LGBT. SVU. Ta-dong! I hope no one does this in that stupid accent. You mean the one you're doing? Yes.
I love that your what are we going to do about all these raisins voice turned into my, like, mutated into my greatest karaoke singer in the world voice. Where I realized as I was doing my awful singing, I was like, why am I kind of like being husky? I mean, I know I'm being husky because it's just additional awfulness, but like this particular way that I'm kind of like screwing up the S's too. And then I heard Tim's voice in my head. I was like, oh, God damn it, I'm biting Tim.
Yeah, bite it.
Yeah.
Take bite off it. A big mouthful.
What's the raisins from?
So... comedian friend of mine, Sandy.
Right.
They were behind,
I remember that story. The guy said something about raisins, or they added that when they're
No. Tim used to, like, as they were doing that voice, would say,
I'm pretty sure that was also from Sandy.
Oh, was it? What
yeah,
did we do
just,
about
I
these
just
raisins?
That. She's like, maybe they spilled some raisins, or I can't remember, but like the phrase was, somebody better clean up all these raisins. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Oh, just add some S's in there.
Yeah, I guess.
And that's turned into snow glows white on a mountainside, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm a queen.
It sounds like an out of breath George from Mice and Men. Not George, Lenny from Mice and Men.
There's like hand motions and like little steps and stuff that go on with it.
We gotta do this. Maybe we'll get you a mask, Andy, and you can we'll do a little video when we see each other.
Well, that's right. You better watch out. You better not cry. Get some earplugs. I'm telling you why. Andy Claus is coming to town
with all his words.
Words, words, words. Are they going to make you check those words, Andy?
He's bringing lots of words.
They're in carry-on.
Then he'll bring some more words. And then he's got a fuck ton of more words he'll fucking say.
I'm sorry, sir. This is the non-words section. You can't words
was,
on the plane. The other passengers
are complaining. I was just listening to the words Gatling gun when we came up with that. It's like a word Gatling gun. I need another magazine. Click, click. Words.
More words. I need another clip.
Because the joke was actually because he was talking and then like he just stopped. He was like, and then he just stopped. I was like, his Gatling gun froze.
It jammed. He got a word stuck in his brain. He can't get it out.
Good times.
Yes. No, speaking of words, I've got a new word for you, or one new word for you.
Balls.
To add to herbaceous.
Okay.
Spraint.
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 Obey your thirst.
I hope not, because that means otter dung.
Oh.
Wow.
They've got a special word just for otter poo. You're welcome, America.
And it's interesting, like, when we have, like, they have, like, a list of, like, phrases there aren't words for. That seemed like they're useful. I don't remember any of those right now, but I've read an article. Oh, yes, I've read an article.
Oh. Well, if you can find it later, maybe Tim can link it here. Otherwise, we'll just continue talking about it.
Nipples.
How was the article? Was it well written? Grammar checked? Was it full of nipples?
I think so. I didn't notice any typos or misspellings, but I don't always do, unless it's Tim.
In which case, you were right on that shit. Tim, you suck.
You made a mistake.
Huh?
Give up. Give up in life, Tim.
No,
Tim knows I love him.
Don't give up on life.
Too late.
No, you're killing it, crushing it. You're the man.
Just like I was crushing your mom's puss.
That sounds very painful. I, you know, appreciate if you didn't do that. Yeah, you know, I think she's gonna need that later. I mean, she's not gonna have more babies, but really, like, she's gotta go pee.
Yeah,
at
crushed
least.
Puss is just not no.
Crushed puss over rice.
8 out of 10 with rice.
Oh.
Yes.
I gotta don't masturbate in the kitchen. Not right. I can do it
was
later.
Was it crushed
but...
puss over rice?
No.
But it was, I'm
like,
all about that.
It did have chopped pineapple on rice. So I don't know. That
no,
made me
it
think
does
of it.
Crushed puss.
Crushed pineapple and puss.
That makes it taste better.
Oh, it seems like it'd be stingy though.
citrus.
Well, I mean, as long as you're not doing, you know, like untrimmed finger banging before then. But, ooh, got any little, like, nick from a fingernail or something like that? Mm-mm.
You got to trim the nails. And wash your hands, you know, because you know where your hands have been. The vagina's a very delicate area.
Yeah, I know. I know where my hands have been. They've been up to all sorts of mischief.
Well, I mean, yes, maybe you know where your hands have been. But, you know, I'm just saying.
A second ago, they were just up my butt.
You know, if you're going to, you know, if you're a finger lady, any orifice, really, mm-hmm. you just wash your hands beforehand. It's polite.
Yes, especially if you've been, as Tim was, double fisting yourself.
I mean, yeah, you don't want to mix fecal matter and vagina. That is terrible. You get a terrible infection.
Yes.
So, you know, there's your public service announcement for
you. Yeah. Hey, anybody, you want to, well, there's two options here. You can either disprove the existence of a all omnibeneficent creator, or you can prove that God hates women. But why did he put those holes right next to each other?
Efficiency? I don't know. Because no one wants to see you poop from your face.
So you can wipe everything at once?
I know. You guys are missing the obvious. So you can tongue them both. Oh!
Wait. Oh, take turns. Like, not, I mean, unless you got split tongue. Well,
no, it's long licks. Up to down. Down to up.
Oh, right.
Well,
but remember,
front to back.
Andy, right, yeah, front to back. Front to back.
Well, I think once you've gone back, going front is fraught.
Oh, man.
So that's
why
a one-way
trip.
You
stick your nose in one and tongue the other.
Wait, which one do you stick your nose in? Because then you got to sniff it the whole time.
That's chef's choice. What we made up for in audio quality this week, we've lowered in content quality.
Chef's choice. I like that, Tim. You're a funny man. That's why I hang out with you.
I do what I can.
Now you're cooking with buttholes. Oh man, that would be the weirdest can of Chef Boyardee.
Now you're cooking with buttholes.
Whole buttholes.
Nintendo buttholes.
Did I ever tell you about the This American Life story where one farmer supposedly, well, he said that, like, they use pig anus as calamari?
No.
And they tried to, like, verify it. And I don't think they ever did verify it. But what they didn't verify that was actually happening. But they did verify that if you fry up pig anus, you can't really tell the difference.
Interesting.
So they're like, well, we don't know if this is happening for sure, but if it did, you wouldn't be able to tell. Like, they totally thought, like, that you'd be able to kind of taste the assiness of it. But, like, once you fry it, it's just like, nope, that just tastes like fried stuff. It could pass for calamari.
Seems like that'd be way more inefficient, though. I mean, I don't know how hard it is to catch calamari, but, like, every pig only has the one anus, so you got to get a lot of pigs.
Well, they're using the pig for other things, so they're
yeah. I mean, you're already getting, you know, a lot of bacon and.
Okay, so they have access to a lot of dead pigs.
Yeah. The pig anus is a byproduct that they're like, well, what should we do with this? Yes. It's not like, oh, we need calamari. Let's cut up some pigs.
Yeah, it's like we got a shitload of bacon and ham and pork chops and ribs and all the rest. We got all these anuses sitting around.
Fry them up. Didn't Mitch Hedberg have a bit like,
hey Jim Bob, we're not fucking him anymore, toss him in the fryer?
Was that the joke?
Masturbatory.
Oh, so what are you asking?
It's not the joke. It's a callback. Attempted
I got
joke.
It. I got yeah. it. You, good job, Andy. Good job. I was slow on the uptake.
Barely a joke. Wait, how is it a callback?
I guess, is a callback the exact same joke, or a callback just referencing a joke we already made?
Right, I don't know what joke it's referencing.
I wasn't really.
Chef's choice. Where you went? Where do you put your nose?
Oh, no, I'm just going for fucking dead pig anus.
Southern people fuck pigs.
Yeah. Oh,
we do. I can confirm.
Georgia.
Georgia.
They fuck pigs.
Sweet pork upon my dick.
But wait. Before we lose this thread completely, what Mitch Hedberg joke was Noah talking about? Having to do with pig anus.
No, it wasn't pig anus. It was about frying something up, and I can't remember what it was. I thought it was a joke. It was someone's joke where he's like, can't do something, well, just fry them up. Oh, maybe I'm misremembering. Don't quote me.
I regret going back for that.
You should. That's why I let go.
Yeah. Can't hold it back anymore.
Stop it.
Oh. That's a callback.
Ah, speaking of Frozen, you guys probably don't care, but Frozen is fucking taking over the Disney parks.
Ooh, goodness.
There was this Aladdin show. There still is this Aladdin show, Disney's California Adventure. Everybody loves it. It's like a Broadway style show, but it's way shorter than a full Broadway show, but like that has that kind of production values, and everybody loves it because the genie always has like changing jokes that go with whatever current events are happening. Like he'll like, because the genie is supposedly, you know, timeless, so he can reference things going on. So anyway, it was a really cool show. People love it. They're yanking it out to put a Frozen show in. Which you're like, well, I don't see why not. Well, because three steps from that, they already yanked out the Muppets to put a Frozen thing in. And also at night there, they have Frozen Nighttime Music Fuckfest or whatever it is.
Oh, that whole area where they had the DJs in the California Adventure? Like, that's all Frozen now?
Yep.
Nifty.
I mean, do you think, like, more people are going to come? Or they'll be able to push more merchandise? Or
depends on what they're into.
I mean, it's just the fact that it's like they're not, it's like now the number one animated movie, so they just want to, and fucking people love it, so Disney's like, we gotta fucking milk this cash cow till these udders are dried and cracked. And also, like, there's this ride in Epcot called Norway.
Correction. It's called Maelstrom.
Which they are taking out and replacing with a Frozen ride, because it is somehow Norwegian. I think the tale that it's based on is originally from Norway.
Yeah.
And while they were constructing it, it caught fire as a sign. God is like, enough. Guys, seriously, enough. By God, I of course mean Thor, because it's Norway.
Yeah. Let's see through your clever ruse, Ice Queen. No rides
Although
for
Thor
you.
Thor is also a licensed property of Disney, so they're gonna put him right back in line.
What do we tell you? What do we tell you?
You are all tiny people. Get back in the Avengers bucket until we're ready for you. Okay.
I'm Chris Hemsworth. I'm hot.
An Australian.
Oh, he's Australian?
Oh, I feel like I ate a guy. Bro, you totally ate like 20 guys. No, so many guys. That's what
Where's that from?
Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Live skit. With Chris Hemsworth as Thor.
Yeah. It was a Hulk?
Yeah.
Yeah. In the comic book, he did eat people. Like, yep. I think one of the Ultimate Hulks.
Yeah, and I think Ultimate Hulk did. I think in World War Hulk, the World Breaker Hulk, he ate people, I think. Maybe misremembering.
He likes to eat people because he's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
He's crazy, mate.
Yeah. I think also in the Ultimates, I don't think it was a Marvel Zombie, but in the Ultimates, was it the Blob? I think the Blob ate Wasp. Like, she may have already been dead, but he was eating her, and Ant-Man came across Blob eating his wife, and Ant-Man turned into Giant Man and bit Blob's head off. Like, you eat her, I eat you. I'm like, ah, that's heroic.
That is dark.
Yes, scissors, which you're not allowed to use because you keep leaving them on the floor. Out you go.
Really want this. And
I want a pony, but which of us is going to get our wish? No, neither of us. We'll be sad together. Come here. The world is a disappointing place, my son, and the earlier you learn that, the better your life will be. Well, no, but at least the more truthful and honest it'll be. It is a dark place out there, son, and there is nothing for you. Stay here with me where it's warm and safe.
What the fuck?
Daddy?
Huh? He knows I'm joking.
No, he doesn't.
Okay, out you go, Ben.
Daddy.
Yes.
Daddy.
What?
I really want something.
I know you really do, but you kept messing up with the scissors and leaving them in the floor where people could step on them, so we took away all the scissors, so now you don't have anything to make that thing shorter with, and if you'd planned ahead and actually listened to your father and your mother when we told you not to leave the scissors everywhere, you would have scissors right now to be able to cut that thing!
And you'll have something.
But you didn't, so you don't, so I don't, so off you go.
And you have something right there.
Yes, that doesn't cut anything. That's a screwdriver. Off you go.
Well, I can use it.
No, you can't. Go. There's no screws in that cardboard. Close the door, please. Both doors.
Have you guys seen what I'm about to link you to?
This is idiotic. Risk is our business.
I don't know.
It's
but
technically safe for work.
But my Firefox has got to take a minute to load it up.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Tug Toner.
The what now?
The Tug Toner. It's like you put this thing between your legs and you tug on it to work out.
Whoa.
I do that already.
Whoa.
That's why I'm so fit.
Whoa!
Yes.
Whoa!
Damn you, Firefox. This is not technically work safe. I'm never going to know why Andy's going, whoa.
I think that's technically work safe. There was the sequel. It must be fake, right? Andy? Anyone?
Sorry,
I just have a blank white screen, so I don't know what to tell you.
So this has to be from a comedy show of some sort.
Yeah, okay. I think it is. I think it should be okay. Kimmel. Because, yeah, now I'm seeing it sold at Walgreens. I'm like, there's no... I don't think this is being sold at Walgreens.
If it is, I kind of want to go... Yay, you bit through it, because now it's got all your nasty spit on it. Out you go.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, they're using on each other, Andy.
Oh, water. So you use water to weaken it and tear it?
Yeah.
You're a clever little tool using enamel. Now out you go.
Tim is very excited about the dialogue with your child.
I know. I'm just trying to get him to go away.
That's not really what I'm concerned about. The fact that it still hasn't loaded.
Door.
Are you on your iPad, Tim?
No, I'm on my laptop.
Oh, okay. I thought you were moving to your iPad.
Not for us recording. But the link you sent is in the laptop, so I can't just magically click on it and...
Text it to you? Would that help?
Normally, but my iPad has stopped receiving texts.
Nifty.
Odd.
Tim, you should get the new iPad Pro, which is 12 inches big.
I should get a new iPad when I didn't even technically pay for this one.
It has got stylus.
It has an optional stylus.
That you have to charge in the iPad's port, the FireWire port, or whatever.
Yeah, that seems like... Like, you know what iPads have been missing? Something long and dangling and sticking directly off of their body held on only by weak plastic.
And that's all. I mean, I guess you could buy some alternative thing to charge it, but I'm like, that's like the worst idea ever.
You know what seems like a better idea? Reverse that and just let that thing charge off the same plug that your fucking iPad charges off of.
I agree.
Yeah, if the cap came off and there was a little slot in the back, it'd be like, oh, look, I can plug this literally anywhere else I can plug my iPad. My iPad's all topped off. Well, let me top off the battery on this tiny little stick thing that's going to last for fucking ever. There we go, 15 minutes. It worked. As long as I'm charging my iPad. But no, it's like, why don't you suck some power out of your iPad with this thing awkwardly dangling off?
So it was like, charge iPad, charge your pin, charge iPad again.
Yeah, I feel like Johnny Ive must have been sick the day they came up with that. I feel like he would have taken a look at it and gone, you're fired.
Do you think...
you can hear a laugh track over it.
Oh, can you?
I only have sound coming out of one speaker, and like it was all, you know... Grumbly noisy.
I don't. I have sound coming out of both speakers. Crap. Poor guy's a problem. Sorry for the echo up till now, everybody. That was my fault.
You dummy.
Woo, harsh.
Do you think...
Yeah.
No.
Things will be going the way they're going if Steve Jobs is still alive, Andy? Not that it really matters. I'm just curious.
Probably. I mean, the whole announcement of the bigger Apple TV, I don't know if that would have come, you know, sooner... if that would have been more of a focus.
But do you think there would have been like a stylist? Do you think it would have just been like, sure, why not?
They might have. I mean, they're kind of reacting to the Surface Pro and how popular that's kind of gotten in workplaces, apparently. Not that it's at my workplace, but you know, that idea of laptop replacement tablet. The stylus thing, I think, was more of, you know, like artists were already using the iPads and, you know, they liked it for being able to sketch things. But it's kind of limited, you know, when you got, you know, a finger input. People were already making, you know, styli that were, you know, a capacitive material at the tip to replicate a fingertip, but like, you know, much, much finer so that artists could already, you know, draw or take notes or, you know, that people could jot notes into their iPads or whatever. So I think Apple was finally like, you know what, fuck it. There are certain use cases where fingers just don't cut it, you know, like actually writing, which is why we don't all just dip our fingers in ink. Plus
you
messy.
Speak for yourself, buddy. Speak for yourself.
I dip my finger in all kinds of shit.
All right.
I dip
in
ink and sign everything with a mushroom print.
And they're probably like, let's get some of that sweet money.
Yeah, let's get some of that sweet money, and let's do it Apple style, which means circa 1999 plastic white shiny look. Yeah, the look of that thing, like it seems like that's something that came from that original, the original iMac.
They're like, we got some of these iMacs.
The big plastic
over.
Case.
What should we do this?
Yeah, we made way too much of that plastic. Fuck it, make stylists. God damn.
That's green.
Oh. I just nailed my heel against a part of my desk.
Could be worse. You could have cut it off on a glass.
I could have.
Who did that?
My brother.
Oh. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Worst party ever.
Yeah, well, it was going okay up until then, and then, yeah. Nosedive. Well, no one died, but yeah, he was bleeding profusely.
Yeah, don't do that. If you have a choice, just say no. Mm-hmm. Just say no to cut your heel off.
Yeah. The choice of a new generation.
Called the doctor, and they're like, is it a slice? I'm like, no. Skin clean off, like circular section of skin. Well, you know, if there's nothing that we can stitch together, basically you just got to keep that clean. And you know, if it starts to seem infected or, you know, smells or pain or redness radiating from it or whatever, go to the hospital immediately. Other than that, just, you know, wash it out, keep it clean, keep it elevated, keep pressure on it, and it's just going to have to grow closed from the edges. Like, oh.
It's funny what sometimes they can't do for you. You're like, uh-huh. that's all you got? Oh, all right.
Yep, so my brother just had a small, like about quarter-sized circular wound on his heel that had to grow closed.
I mean, you could put other people's hands on other people's bodies, but no? Oh, all yeah. Right.
Yeah, well, when we do that, we have to keep all the flappy skins at the end so that we can stitch them together. You don't have any flappy skin. You left the flap inside the glass. Well, if we bring you the flap and the heel, can you put them back together? No, it was dead basically as soon as it came off you. Okay.
You know, they are going to do a head transplant in 2017, or some guy's planning to.
Yeah, full body transplant.
Or, well, yeah, whatever you want to call it. So yeah. Wait. Yeah, his head's getting the body.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not like the body gets a new head. Like, the body's sitting around. I mean, would you sure wish I could talk to stuff.
Or a body transplant, or it just doesn't matter.
Well, I guess it's a body transplant because, you know, the head contains, like, the thinky parts.
Easy, Dr. Science.
Yeah. These are scientific terms. You don't need to bother yourself with them.
So, you know, if you want to get reductive with it, the person is the head. The body is the extra meat that they're going to sew onto it.
Yeah, I guess you usually talk about what you are going to get as opposed to what's going. It's not like, yeah, you're like, oh, I'm transferring my body to that hand over there.
Yeah.
I think the article I read did say head transplant, though.
I was going to say, just head transplant sounds better than body transplant.
It does. I feel like it's wrong, though. Yeah, because you never say, like, yeah, I'm going to wrap a new body around that dead guy's liver.
We're not saying that about the head.
Well, transplanting a head to a new body, like, it seems like the body is then the, you know, the thing that is getting a new part.
It is. It's getting a new head.
Yes, but the thinky parts are in the head.
So?
Agree to disagree.
Just means we're electing a new leader for this body.
Oh, okay. Oh, you guys may get to hear a cat fight in a second, because both of the cats have come into the office.
I saw a disturbing video of two Sphinx cats having sex.
Wow.
And just the fact that they're hairless, or I guess have very little hair,
yeah,
makes it more
basically
creepy.
Downy undercoat, and that's it. Yeah, I mean, that's like as naked as, I mean, cats are naked all the time, but like that's like naked cats having sex. You know, none of this, like, you know, just pull your pecker out the front hole of your pants, push the underwear to the side. Yeah, none of that stuff. That's like, let's nude up and shave down
and get busy.
Want to see all this glorious wrinkly awfulness.
And one cat like got up on there and was like kneading her butt. And just, like, getting ready, I guess.
Yep.
To, like, stick it in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
and
how
then,
they do.
And then afterwards, the female cat was, like, flopping around on the bed. Like, oh, that was so wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, oh, are you prepared for my spiny penis? Look it up, people. Cat's dicks are barbed.
So you can't get away.
No, it's to trigger ovulation. I think rabbits also have barbed penises. Now you all have barbed penis in your search history. You're welcome.
You might want to clear your Google history.
Yeah, you can't clear your brain history. So
I'm gonna just look up prices on barbed wire. Wait, why do you have barbed penis in there? don't you worry about that.
Oh, did you hear Barbara Bush died? What's this about cat dicks?
Oh, you know what it is.
I'm gonna put a grappling hook on my dick.
You should climb up inside you and live forever.
Sorry, Joker. I'm out of here.
You know,
where did you get those wonderful dick toys?
I was watching a Batman movie, and it's always amazing, like, how every time his identity is revealed, like, somehow everyone that knows about it either dies or something happens to him.
Yep.
I'm like, really? Really?
Every it's almost time. Like there's a curse. Like, hearing Bruce Wayne's name causes death.
The exception being Vicky Vale, who's just out there somewhere, knowing his identity, yep. and never heard from again.
Yep.
And wait, no, that's not true. Chase Meridian is also out there somewhere, knows his identity.
That is true.
And Catwoman. All the ladies know his identity, and nothing happens until Clooney's Batman. And then, like, we don't care what his identity is. He's a bat credit card. We are done.
A bat credit card?
Yeah, they're having a bidding war at a, like, a bachelorette auction for Poison Ivy. And then Clooney pulls out of his belt a credit card.
Yes.
And it says Batman on it. And when he pulls it out, the sound effect on screen goes, cha-ching!
Yep.
And Adam West goes, that's stupid.
Have you ever thought maybe there's too corny? Said the guy who punched things to the word pow.
But it worked then. It worked.
No, it didn't.
They should make a big screen version of The Dark Knight Returns starring Adam West.
A what version?
As old Batman. But they should completely make it in the world of the 66 Batman TV show, so everything's all super cheesy.
Could you make it super cheesy and like Christopher Nolan dark? That would be incredible.
The only problem is Cesar Romero is dead, so you'd have to cast somebody else. Oh, Nicholson. Boom.
Yep.
Bring him back.
Done.
I've just Hollywood, I've just printed your money for you. You're welcome.
Made me dribble in my pants a little too. That's exciting. That's good.
Wait, I didn't hear the original idea, Tim.
Of what?
Of what you were just talking about.
Oh, I said remake The Dark Knight Returns, but with Adam West playing 66 Batman.
Got it.
So it's the same plot, but it takes place in the 66 universe. And then you make a digitally bring back George Reeves as Superman for that fight at the end.
Or fuck it, just let Ben Affleck play him from the Superman movie.
Which is great because he's currently playing Batman.
I know!
Does it excite you?
I am more excited for this than Batman versus Superman.
That comes out next year, though, right?
Yep.
But Tim, Batman versus Superman has Jesse Eisenberg.
I still haven't seen a trailer for it, so I'll be very surprised.
I have seen the trailer for it. No, you won't.
Spoiler alert. It's going to suck.
Spoiler alert, Noah. They wind up friends in the end and form the Justice League.
Oh, and I won't get to see you. I won't get to see it unless you take me, Tim.
I'll take you. And then we'll go see the movie.
What does that mean?
She's going to fuck you.
Sexually.
Oh. No,
I'll take you there.
Maybe.
That's not happening.
If you give yourself to me, like a lotus blossom opening up for the sun.
I'm not giving myself to you.
All right.
Come on. Don't be ridiculous, Tim.
I'm going to my high school reunion today.
Are you excited?
A little bit. Apparently, a lot of people came into town a day early, and they went to one of my high school, like, they had a football game last night. And so a lot of people came early and went, and they've been posting pictures. I'm like, I'm keeping my records. I have yet to go to a single high school football game. Yes! I did it.
Success.
Unless you count the Powderpuff game, but I technically didn't watch any of the game. I just came for halftime and left.
Oh, you just want to see some ladies?
No.
No, I was nominated for Mr. Nice Guy, the male equivalent of Homecoming Queen.
Yep.
Oh,
and so
told the story, but yes, there was a whole thing.
So the Powderpuff game is like, you know, girls playing football, duh, and then male cheerleaders. So it's like this whole gender flip thing, and then they announced the Mr. Nice Guy then, which is, I guess it's like Homecoming Queen, but there's no like Mr. Nice Guy dance.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what the point of that.
They had the Morp right after that too.
Oh.
So the Morp is the same night as the Powderpuff game.
It's like
a backwards prom. For people who don't know what a morph is.
Wait, what? There was no morph? I never heard anything about that.
Yeah, because I went with Jen.
No.
Yes.
You're crazy.
Nope. No, it's true.
Well, yes, but I clearly am, because I stayed with her for 5 years, but...
Well, anyway,
yes.
So they nominated 5 guys to be Mr. Nice Guy, and, like, we all were supposed to be paraded out around in the back of a Jeep at halftime, and we were each supposed to have... We're supposed to be like be there with somebody, and we're supposed to have matching shirts, and we were supposed to pick colors. And I, for some reason, I got to pick last, so I got pink. And then the person who was going to give me a Jeep, because I didn't own one, obviously, to ride in, switched to the guy who eventually won. So then I didn't have
a Jeep
at the last minute.
Didn't tell you about it until the day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So I got to use the drama teacher's Jeep. And I said, well, since I'm pink
truck.
Anyway, and I... What?
It was a flatbed. It was a pickup truck.
What did I say?
Jeep.
Right, sorry. Truck.
Yeah, so everyone else is in Jeeps. Tim's in a truck.
And not only that, we decorated it with stuff
yes,
from
we
the drama
did.
Department. Like a big vase and glasses and I think Christmas lights.
Yep.
Driving a truck. Driving
and,
a big old truck.
Like we tied chiffon onto the vases on both sides of you with big poofs of pink flowers on them and like draped them over the... like we had a kind of a makeshift... couch on the back for you two to sit on. So everyone else is like standing up in the back of the Jeep. Tim is like lounging on this couch with this girl.
And then because our color was pink, I said, well, instead of wearing this pink t-shirt, I'm going to wear this big pink ball gown from the theater department.
Yes!
And so like okay, what we have to do is like, we have to make sure we insert ourselves in the middle so they can't stop us and pull us back out. So the first two Jeeps go out, and then we go out in the middle. Oh, I'm wearing a shirt over my dress at this point.
Yes.
And then as soon as the truck hits the field, I take off the shirt, and I've got the dress underneath, and I'm just waving to people. And the guy doing the announcements is like, well, there's guy number one in his yellow shirt. There's guy number two in his red shirt. And there's Tim Babb in a dress.
He knew you by name.
Well, he did. We were in choir together. That was the brother who contacted me last week, whose sister I dropped on her head.
Yes.
It all comes together.
Don't pick anyone up, literally or figuratively, at your high school reunion.
They are bad
no
decisions
worries.
For different reasons.
Yes, everyone is going to stay on the ground and uninterested in me.
Yes.
So,
if you try to pick somebody up figuratively, you will be the one dropped on his head.
I showed my wife a picture of the people at the game, and I was like, that's Joey, our old roommate, and that's Becky, my first girlfriend. And she's like, are you going to shave? She deserves it. I was like, what?
Oh, your wife is awesome.
I am going to bring my mullet wig and wear it so people can recognize me.
Good. Yeah, I guess nobody would recognize me unless I, like, got hair. I don't know. Spent a couple months growing it out.
We're running short on time, but I want to. Did anybody watch Colbert?
Yes, I did watch the first one. None of them since then. Just have gotten home late and whatnot.
No,
I have watched every single one.
How have they gone? The Clooney thing was a little like there were moments in it where it was kind of awesome. I felt like the Jeb Bush thing was a lot better.
The interview with Joe Biden was good, but it was super serious. So it was good in that's a super serious interview. Like, we're just talking about his dead son for, like, 5 minutes. Probably more than that.
Yeah, he said he was going to do it. Like, he said he was going to be more, you know, like, more CEOs and politicians and, you know, serious conversations and stuff.
Yeah. I am slowly losing interest in the show. I'm like,
wait, Tim, you got to watch it forever.
It just, it makes me miss the Colbert Report every time I watch it. I'm like, it's just like a hollow shell of what that show used to be. Like, it's just another fucking random, like, white guy talk show. Like, there's a bajillion of these on every channel now. And there's nothing standout-ish about his.
In fact, there's another one on the same channel right after him.
Yep. And I'm like, ah.
So you're saying you think he made a mistake, Tim?
Yeah. I thought it would be like, okay, I'm going to do this my way. Nope, I'm going to do this essentially the way it's been done forever. Like, he has one desk segment that's kind of reminiscent of the Colbert Report, but that's one four-minute segment out of the entire hour.
I mean,
like, oh, good, I hope they're going to talk to some Hollywood starlet about our next fucking picture. Oh, good, they are. Great. Who gives a shit?
I mean, he may be just playing it safe for now.
I was kind of hoping that he was going to do some mix-in of, like what the Colbert Report had, I mean, not, you know, not the farce that the Colbert Report was, or, you know, maybe more like what John Oliver's gone and done on HBO, but, like, you know, so when he does the monologue, I was kind of hoping the monologue would be, you know, less like, hey, did you guys hear about this? This is in the news.
Yeah.
Set up, joke. And it'd be more
and that's not exactly what it is, but yeah, the monologue is just very like, ugh, this is just so typical, boring bullshit. Whereas, I think that's the thing. John Oliver set this gold standard for, like, oh, I'm going to break away and make my own show. And it's like, fuck, that's amazing. That's a wonderful show. And then Colbert's like, hey, here's a show you've seen a bajillion times before, but this time I'm doing it.
Mm, well, the thing is that before Oliver did, Colbert did. Colbert broke away and did a whole different kind of show. Like, he went and did. So, you know, Daily Show was like fake news. Colbert Report was like fake pundit. Oliver is like, not fake, but kind of farcical. Comedy version of News Magazine. And now Colbert has switched gears. And yeah, like you said, late night talk show. Like, not fake, not taking it and flipping it on its ear. Not, you know, injecting new heat into it or, you know, like more, you know, truth or, you know, speaking more truth to power or whatever. It's just more like, you know, hey, Donald Trump is running. Let's make some easy Trump jokes.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, I might be done. Unless someone tells me, oh, shit, Colbert got amazing. But I haven't seen pretty much anything viral about it yet, so
yeah.
Fuck it.
Then again, I mean, this is, you know, two guys talking about their disappointment in a guy who's, like, his talent is so far out ahead of our own that we can barely see him from where we sit. So
that may be, but he's not using it.
This is true. Yes, that is right. Those who can do, those who can't sit back and judge.
That's right, and I'm judging that he's not doing.
Yes.
Start doing.
You're wasting your talents. He needs an old guy in his corner to yell at him. Be salty. Get him back in training. With the 9 months off and, you know, trying to start this up, it may be one of those, like, the show still needs to find its legs.
Perhaps.
It's early time yet.
Tim, skeptical.
Yeah.
I am super skeptical. I'm so disappointed in the show. I was like, ugh. This is exactly what I like when the Colbert Report went off the air. I'm like, I know it's just going to be another random talk show and it's going to be lame. And I was right.
Yeah.
He sold out to the big network.
Yeah.
You sold out
to the man.
Yeah.
The man.
I did like when he was singing America with all those people, where he gets to the end and the umpire takes off his mask and goes, "Play ball!" And it was Jon Stewart.
I think he's an executive producer on the show.
Oh, interesting.
Either that or someone else with the name Jon Stewart is an executive producer on the show.
Jon Stewart.
I would imagine it's probably that Jon Stewart.
Maybe it's the Green Lantern.
Could be.
In brightest day, in darkest night, this mediocre talk show will escape everyone's sight.
I think
Fallon already beat him in night two.
Fallon has good bits, but overall I'm not a fan.
And fucking people love him. Like, Ellen was just on, and Justin Timberlake was just on. I fucking see those shits shared all the time. Look at this. Look. They sang songs that I know. Oh, God. It's amazing.
I kind of enjoy that.
I know, but people...
I don't share them, though.
When I was rewatching when Brian Williams was on the show talking about when they edited... This is before his whole scandals and everything. And yeah. When they edited his talking to make it sound like he's rapping.
Yes.
Bruce, this is idiotic. Risk is our business.
He's like, you just released another one, and now Twitter's going to go crazy like people discovered water. And it is that exact overreaction to people like, look, Jimmy Fallon and Ellen DeGeneres lip-synced a song. You know that thing that everyone can do and did in high school? They're doing it on television.
But they made it a bit. On a totally unrelated note, do you know Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is still on TV and it's hosted by Terry Crews?
No.
No and no. That's two facts I didn't know.
That I was in my gym working out, and I was just looking up. I'm like, what is Terry Crews? What's he doing? I'm like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire still on?
I kind of feel like the Futurama episode when Fry is on with Morbo, and it's Who Dares to Be a Millionaire. Like, I want to watch that, and I want to see Terry Crews, like, yelling at people.
No, he's very mellow. I mean, he's excitable, but...
Yeah, see, that's totally not the version of Terry Crews that I want on there. I want, like, angry Terry Crews, like, give me your answer!
He's very sweet.
Yeah. He seems like he's
and I think
a
they
nice
changed
guy.
The rules. Like, there's different lifeline things. There's when you answer questions now, it's now a random dollar amount or something. It's weird.
Now you can either you can either sacrifice a pinky or use a lifeline.
that'd be crazy. Like, you have to Russian roulette.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, but I don't think Terry Crews would be the host of that one. You have to get somebody like Mel Gibson.
Who wants an extra hole in the skull?
Who wants to meet Jesus or make $1 million?
I got a couple things before we wrap this up. First is my don't masturbate in the kitchen, right? That's what it's called, right, Tim?
Yes. Yep. Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Kitchen. Kitchen.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Don't beat your meat on the grill. We're trying to make some delicious food. We don't need you fucking up our meal. Now we'll give you a recipe that you can use at home. Cooking can be fun if you always remember. Do not stroke your bone. Don't masturbate in the kitchen.
So I read this website called Budget Bite, and it gives me, like, you know, I would say cheap and relatively healthy food to eat.
This is idiotic. Risk is our business.
That's the recipe. So this one's called Sweet and Spicy Chicken Burrito, or Sweet and Spicy Chicken Bowls. It's delicious. It's pretty easy to make, about 30 minutes to make.
That looks much better than Sweet and Spicy total. Chicken Bowls.
What was that?
Huh? Sweet and Spicy Chicken Bowls?
No.
Oh. Andy, don't make this longer. Shut up.
Sorry. Sorry, Tim.
So I would say the only thing about this recipe is I would add more pineapple Pieces. Next time.
Oh.
And maybe make the chicken a little spicier for my... You can add hot sauce later, but I like a little more spiciness to my chicken. But it's delicious. I think the whole thing... Well, the whole thing total costs $6.05, assuming you have like these spices already, I assume. She kind of breaks it down by item and how much you use and how much it should cost. And I pay a little extra for my chicken to make it, you know, hopefully it's healthier. But it's pretty delicious. I would say I'll give 4.5 stars if I make it a little spicier, add some more pineapple. But it's got chicken, avocado, and beans, and rice, pineapple, green onions, cilantro if you're into that. If you're not, that's okay.
Nope. Cilantro tastes like soap. It's hand soap, people. I don't know why most of you think it's delicious.
So don't put it on there if you're like Andy.
Fucking mutant taste buds.
But overall, the website's good. I go in and pick and choose different things I like, and I would say I haven't been disappointed yet.
Very good.
Well, keep trying until you get disappointed.
I saw some movies.
Did you now?
Tancast Movie Reviews.
Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies and talks about
it. Tanflix. I saw Amelie, finally, which everyone loves, and it was
really good. Wow, that was like forever ago.
The same director directed this movie called City of Lost Children, which I did see, and it was also very good and very weird. So I would say they're not the same in the sense that, like, oh, that's a cute little romantic story. City of Lost Children, like, children are getting kidnapped, and like this, you know, someone trying to investigate where they're going. But it was very good. I saw Justice League Gods and Monsters, which is an alternate, like, what-if world. Like, what if... Sorry, go ahead, Tim.
It's like Zod... I don't know why I'm interrupting, but it's like Zod's son came to Earth.
Yeah, so they're about to... It's instead of, like, I guess how you have children traditionally, they kind of changed, like, how Superman was created, and it was like he was put in the shuttle, had the mother's DNA, and then Kal-El? Is that his dad's name?
No, Jor-El.
Jor-El. He was going to touch this little sensor, and I was going to take his DNA and make a child or something. And Zod comes in and touches it instead, so it's his son. Wonder Woman is from Apocalypse.
Huh,
and interesting. Batman's a vampire. So they're kind of like anti-heroes. They definitely kill people. I kill a lot of people.
Well, Superman does that now anyway.
Yeah.
And there's blood. It was good. It was enjoyable. It was weird. I mean... Because, yeah, it's just totally different from what you're used to, but I enjoyed it. And I also watched Batman vs. Robin, which is a sequel to Son of Batman, which is also bloody and violent, but also good. And, yeah, that's it. So I would say I enjoyed all those movies. I generally enjoy the DC anime movies. I feel like they do a pretty good job. A little inconsistent with the quality sometimes, like voice acting and animation style. Like, I kind of wish they would pick a style and kind of stick to it, but I guess maybe... Depends on what they're doing. Like, some of them are connected and some of them are not. But even the ones that are kind of connected, I feel like still don't have the same kind of style. Like, some of them have an extra scene at the end and it, like, kind of teases the next thing that's going to happen.
I'd like to talk to you about the Avengers Initiative. Yo, man, you are lost.
You took a wrong turn somewhere. So, yeah, that was it. It was all enjoyable. I'm trying to burn for my movies before I stop watching movies at the end of the year, which I'm not going to do. I have 356 movies in my queue. I'm not going to get through them before the end of the year.
Wow.
Yeah, I got to figure out some way to save them. I think I'll just do screenshots. Anyways.
Are you television? You watching television?
Nothing I'm watching is on currently, but I'm watching right
now. Oh, I'm sorry. My question was next year.
No, I won't watch any TV. I mean, like, unless I'm at someone's house and they're like, or watching television, I'm like, all right, this is what we're doing. I'm not going to sit at home and watch TV.
Got it. But the Muppets are coming back.
What is that?
They are.
The Muppets are coming back.
So hopefully Heroes Reborn and X-Files will wrap up before the end of the year.
Like, you won't even make an exception to finish a plotline you've started?
That, we'll see. I mean, if it's like a sitcom, then probably not. Like, if it's something that's like self-contained, like, you know, these are just one-off episodes. If it's like a throughput storyline, then like, I might make an exception. We'll see.
What about when a Charlie Brown Christmas comes on next year, Noah? What are you going to do about that?
If you watch it with me, buddy.
Live in sadness.
All right.
I mean, it's just going to be for a year, and then, you know, I mean, I suspect what will happen is, like, there'll probably be a few shows that I'm like, oh, I want to see what happened, but probably for the most part, I'll just be like, eh, you know what? I don't care.
Probably.
Like Sherlock, I'll definitely want to know if that comes out next year. I'll definitely want to watch that. And Black Mirror, I hear they're making more episodes of that, and I would definitely want to watch that.
And the next fucking Daredevil series on Netflix?
Meh.
Oh, that's right. You didn't care. You're a piece of shit.
No, I didn't. For the most part, superhero movies don't... I mean, TV shows, for some reason, don't do it for me. And it's usually the same reason, and it's just there's this kind of level of cheesiness about it that I don't like. Like, Heroes, I feel like, didn't really have it. Like, it was kind of a different... I mean, I maybe went there later. But there's just something about them, like, the way they create them, and it generally is always that way, that I just don't like. I don't know why. It's, yeah, very melodramatic. All right, anyone else got, like, any food they cooked or movies they saw?
I feel like I watched something.
I know, so I did.
It's like, oh, I should talk about that.
But then I probably forgot about whatever the fuck it was.
Oh, I rewatched some Doctor Who. That's what it was.
Ah. Oh, we did finally watch the first, so far only, episode with Capaldi.
Oh, and I finally watched the season finale of Modern Family, so I'm ready when it comes back. Good thing for me, because it's a cliffhanger. I don't have to wait that long. And so... I watched the episode of Doctor Who where Capaldi was on with David Tennant in Pompeii when he meets him. And supposedly that's going to come into play this season as to why the Doctor chose that face.
Interesting. Yeah, they seem to be setting something up with it where he kept talking about, like, you know, where did I get this face? It's because I've seen this face before.
My face.
He did. He said that in the first one?
Yep.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
Interesting. There's a rumor Tennant's going to come back for that episode to explain what's going on, but that's just a rumor.
Yeah, because he was staring at the lines, and he's like, you know, who smiled or who frowned and made these lines? I was like, I didn't live these lines. What's with this face? And he just kept going on and on and on about it. There was an old tramp, and he was asking the guy, you know, have you seen this face before?
Hmm.
And, you know, it's been a while.
Who comes back the 19th? The 19th? Yeah.
Nice.
Who's back 19th? Muppets the 22nd. These are shows I'm looking forward to.
Scream Queens. Looking forward to that.
Can I help you there?
Okay. Yeah, looks like it's
Facebook just reminded me that I have to go to my high school reunion today. Thank you, Facebook.
Thank you for the reminder. I totally didn't have the rest of the day planned around that. Oh, well, you know, I'll swing by.
All right, Noah's got to get going, so we got to give time for him to save his file and whatnot.
Yep.
And I've had to pee since before we started.
Oh, poor planning, sir.
Well, I had to watch the baby while the wife was asleep. Oh. There was no peeing.
You can't hold a baby and pee?
Not the way I do it.
Okay. Now I don't know what
Tim,
it is.
Tim, you're funny. You're funny, man.
I do what I can.
I don't know if you mean you can't do it because of the way you hold a baby or the way you pee.
Yep.
Fair enough.
Remember that you should never trust Noah when he talks like this because he is stalling to think of something.
And this week, I must say, not today, Stephen Colbert.
And this week, I hate it when somebody asks you a question, you answer it, and they say, okay, but, and then ask the same question in a different way, as if it will somehow get a different answer. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast
theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official TanCast artwork. All right, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week. Please!
TanCast. We have that work where they'll just try to ask somebody else. Hopefully get a different answer. It's like, no, that's still the same answer.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they'll claim that we never told them something. They wanted us to do something for them. I'm like, we're not doing that. And then we'll still be like, oh, by the way, here's what we told you before. Like, this is what you have to do to make this happen.
Can you guys send me gold? No. Okay. But how about gold? Can you send it to
me? Send me that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that. I used to have a bit about that when I used to work at Costco. Can I cook fish in this? I have no idea. Okay, but if I buy this, can I cook fish in it? Really have no idea. I don't work for the store. I work for this water that I'm selling. Okay, oh. But let's say I buy this. I take it home and I put fish in it. What'll happen? Fucking you'll meet God. I don't know.
Well, did that really happen?
Yeah.
Like that, like pretty much verbatim?
I mean, no, it wasn't cooking fish in, but whatever it was. It would just be three different variations on the same question of a product right behind me. I'm like, I don't know.
You should just be like, yeah.
Like, wait, you seem to assume that proximity equals expertise, so why don't you stand closer to it than I am and then answer your own goddamn questions?